You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yo! Welcome into the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence Holmes. Thanks so much for hanging out. Talking about all sorts of stuff today. Be a lot of fun as I'm planning it. Maybe one not so fun podcast this week. I'll get to that later. This is an instant reaction pod right here. Because I just finished watching South Carolina beat Iowa to win the women's national championship. Dawn Staley and her crew finished the season undefeated with a national championship. That's a very cool thing to do. It has not happened since 2016. And Dawn's crew deserved it. They, the way that that game started, Caitlin Clark was... You could tell that she understood the assignment, that she might have to go crazy for Iowa to have a real chance to win the game. And she was with it. You talk about it, like up for the challenge. And it was fun to watch how she made South Carolina uncomfortable. Because they're looking around and she's scoring 18 points in the first quarter. And you're like, oh, my goodness. Someone better do something. And then you saw Dawn Staley, I think, coach a really great game. Her players understood that they needed to get hands on Caitlin Clark. They needed to not be afraid. There were times when you saw in the LSU game, you saw players just be defeated. Like, you could see it on their faces as they were trying, especially Haley Van Lith, who, thank God, she's leaving Baton Rouge, or at least entering the transfer portal, because I think that she has been miscast the entire time. Iowa doesn't have as good of a roster as South Carolina does, and it played out. Like, they've got the best player. They've got Caitlin Clark. And in a lot of cases, all the way up to the national championship, like, that's been enough. They don't have a player as good or as talented as Chloe Kitts. You know what I mean? Like, they don't have that. And obviously, like, no one has Camilla Cardoso except for South Carolina. She's a force. And she really, 15 points, 17 boards for her. What I thought was cool was the contributions that she got from Tessa Johnson and Tahina Pau-Pau. Both of those players, as Caitlin Clark was going nutso, they were the ones that took the challenge on. and said, okay, we will fight through this. We will play. We will score. And they didn't look overwhelmed. It's easy. It's easy to look overwhelmed. I mean, honestly, you can look at UConn too. UConn on Friday night when they had the lead, and then here comes the Hawkeyes, and here comes Caitlin Clark. The moment got big, and like think about that. Like think about the moment being too big for UConn. That's the type of force that Caitlin Clark has been. I really, really appreciated Dawn Staley in a moment where she could have made it about herself because she's a cult of personality. The reason that South Carolina has an incredible roster is because Dawn is an incredible recruiter. Now South Carolina kind of recruits itself. People want to play for Dawn. You know who I think of when I think about Dawn Staley as a coach, like a comp? Mike Tomlin. There's a little bit of that. Or the other way around. When I think of Mike Tomlin, there's a little bit of Dawn Staley. She understands when to be tough on players. You heard the story inside the broadcast where you have one of your best players and you had to sit him down. You had to make a decision and say, she's not playing right now. But she loves on her players. And that comes, I mean, it comes across, like you can see it. It's weird because Dawn's, like, her whole reputation is, like, she's like Mighty Mouse, right? She's little, but she's tough. You know, tough point guard out of Philadelphia. When you saw her back in the 90s out here balling, you're like, oh, at Virginia, like, she's just tough. And you see her as a coach, and clearly, like, the toughness is still there. But there is a tenderness about her that she allowed the world to see in the post-game interviews. And sometimes it's coaches that are, like, the tough ones that don't let you in to something like that. It's something where, like, someone like Tomlin to me would. And I always appreciated, even people used to laugh at Dick Vermeil for how emotional he was, but I appreciate coaches like Dick Vermeil or Pete Carroll that allow themselves to be human beings and to be grateful in those moments. That's what came across. There was a lot of gratitude from Dawn Staley because she understands what she was up against. This is probably the most loaded women's tournament that we've ever seen. You have a defending champ like LSU that went and got Haley Van Lith and Anissa Morrow. You had a really good Ohio State team. You had Iowa and Caitlin Clark, the force of nature that is Caitlin Clark. You had Paige Beckers being back at UConn. You had, you know, teams like even on the outskirts, like Utah, for example, that were good. Like, it's not like it was when I started watching women's basketball when I was in college, where you knew it was probably going to be UConn or Tennessee. There were a bunch of teams that could have won the national championships this year. And on top of it, there was competitive basketball all the way through, like good games, fun games. And it made it a very, very special thing. So congratulations to what I think is one of the best coaches in sports. I think Dawn Staley's incredible. Like, there's a part of me that's like, I need to go cover a game or practice, like their Midnight Madness or something. I want to see if I can pick up what it is about Dawn, like, up close. You know, you see it on TV, but what is it about her that makes her such a coveted coach to play for. And it's also cool to see growth. It's cool to see emotions. I wish more coaches would show that and share that. Now, they do it in their own way. Like, even Nick Saban, like, occasionally will, he would get mad. Like, the way that he would emote, he would get mad at the press and then, you know, create a straw man and be like, no, I know that these kids lost, but they're really good, and let me tell you why, and all that stuff. But Don is, you see the it's a equal parts, like, love and respect for her. And there doesn't seem to be, how can I put this? I think people really respect Gino Auriemma, like players. I don't know if any of them love him. And I think a lot of people fear Gino Auriemma. I don't know if they love him. And I think Don's got the ability to drift through, like, the respect part of it and the love part of it. And that's a cool thing to be as a coach. I want to talk about Caitlin Clark. We'll do that next.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Watching this story over the last 2 years of what Caitlin Clark has become and what she did for, let me say, basketball, you know, it's one of those things that, like, hoopers know. I'm not a hooper, but all the hoopers that I talk to, like, they know. When you're talking about Caitlin Clark, the thing, even inside this game where clearly she's overmatched, because she can't do it all, even though there are times when it feels like she can do it all. Inside of this game, that step back James Harden-esque three-pointer that she makes off the dribble is incredible basketball. Like, you get good defenders, whether it's this game or the UConn game, or the LSU game, and you see her create space for her shot, it's wild. I wonder if anyone has actually measured how much distance she gains on step-back threes. I found myself wondering that, if she's getting as much distance or more from James Harden. Harden's a little bit taller, so his stride is going to be a little bit longer than hers. But the whole thing is amazing to see her then get balance and make those shots. What sucks is that you could see her press at the end. Like, she knew that when we got to about 4 minutes left and South Carolina is up 10, you could see her being like, I have to go do something amazing. And it sucks because it would have been nice if she'd had a little more help. And the Iowa team, they know how to play with Caitlin Clark, which is a skill in itself. But if you took Caitlin Clark off of Iowa, to me, they wouldn't even be a tourney team. But you do have some players on there that understand their roles and understand like some of the spacing, because Caitlin Clark creates room. She's also created incredible interest in the game of basketball, and particularly in women's college basketball. I mean, the numbers for this matchup are I guarantee you it's going to be like a 20 share on the ratings. If Friday night was a 14 share, and I was out playing video games at Emporium, and everyone was glued to the last 5 minutes of the game. That's what's really cool. I mean, and I've talked about it on the podcast before. I've enjoyed the dialogue that's happened where we can talk about whether or not Haley Van Lith is being misused at LSU, or we can talk about whether South Carolina has enough to win and be perfect after they had a team that was probably better on paper when you're talking about Aaliyah Boston last year, and they lost. To come back and build another team is incredible. Or, you know, we can talk about Audie Crooks and how fun she is. Like she and DJ Burns are similar, like kindred souls of basketball. When you see the way that they, how great their feet are around the basket and all of this stuff. And that whole time, there was Caitlin Clark putting on shows, game in and game out. It was like, a barnstorming tour almost. Like, you hear the stories of the Negro Leagues barnstorming tour. Is like your favorite band or artist, seeing what people were willing to pay to go see Caitlin Clark, how long they were willing to wait to get into games where Caitlin Clark is playing. It's undeniable, like, what she did. She helped to elevate things, and it's funny, like, that elevation happens at the same time that Angel Reese and LSU are raising profile, and Dawn Staley and her crew at South Carolina are raising profile. And it's made for this being in the middle of, I would say, the last 2 years. I mean, it's gonna be so difficult to replace that heat of what's happened. Like, the rivalry between LSU and Iowa, like, that's a, you can't replace that. Caitlin Clark, you can't replace her. It'll be a while before we see a player like that. And it'll be in part because of her that we'll see there's some young woman right now. She's, you know, finishing her first year in high school. And she's like, oh, okay, I'm gonna watch a lot of Caitlin Clark tape and get better over the summer, and is going to get on people's recruiting radar. It's cool. Maybe if we wanted to, we could argue that this kind of started with this current wave. Not, like, no diss to the Diana Taurasis and Sue Birds, the Candace Parkers. Like, no diss to them. But this current wave of popularity, we should probably give some credit to Sabrina Ionescu, because she was doing kind of this cool stuff too, where understanding the geometry of the floor, and obviously she's a disciple of Steph Curry. So think about it. Like, Steph Curry, like, Sabrina's watching Steph Curry, Caitlin's watching Sabrina, And who knows what's going to happen when we find the person that was watching Caitlyn. Like, the evolution of it is fascinating. So she's made things very, very fun. I always wanted, like, I know that she wanted to win the national championship. And I wonder, like, how does she go about doing the next thing? You know, starting at the bottom, or and technically the top of the draft, but starting at the bottom in her basketball career and maybe not seeing this type of popularity ever again in her life. Like, maybe she's able to elevate the WNBA. And look, the Las Vegas Aces have done a good job of this too. You have a super team out there in Vegas. You built a super team, and people are interested. And now Caitlin Clark's going to jump in and join Indiana, and she'll sell that place out. Like, people will love watching her, as they should. So it's been a great run to the finish here of the women's season. And it's cool to see so many people invested in it. Most of the motivation, I think, has been good. There's been some motivation that feels a little icky. There are some people that want Caitlin Clark to be an avatar for something that I don't think that she's an avatar for. I think she would be uncomfortable being an avatar for some of that. And that part you don't love. But it is cool to be able to, for the most part, intelligently speak about women's college basketball. I like that. I like when we all get something new and fun and we all become experts on it because we're paying attention. That's the way it should work. I appreciate you listening. I hope you enjoyed the national championship game and the run. Like, that to me is it. It was like the run up to this. So fun. That's what March/the first week of April is supposed to be about. And it delivered. The women's tournament delivered. Now I'm hoping that there's a similar delivery in the men's final, because the semifinals, you know, didn't feel great, as we all kind of predicted. I'll talk to you next time. Peace.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.